Indigenous Veterans Day was on November 8th, bringing recognition to the Indigenous peoples who fought for our freedom through the conflicts of the past and the present. The Legislative Assembly of Alberta held a ceremony in the Alberta Legislature Rotunda where Nathan Cooper, the Speaker of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta, offered his remarks.
Approximately 12,000 Indigenous peoples fought for Canada in various conflicts, and hundreds of them never returned home. Those thousands of veterans didn't think about themselves. They thought only of protecting their homes, their families, their freedoms that we enjoy today. They didn't fight for notoriety or for reward. They fought because they felt it was their duty to their fellow man and to their country.
At Edmonton City Hall, they also held a ceremony recognizing Indigenous veterans, where Mayor Amarjeet Sohi proclaimed November 8th to be Indigenous Veterans Day in Edmonton. Chief Desmond Bull of the Louis Bull Tribe and the Treaty 6 Confederacy attended the ceremony and spoke to Wind Speaker Radio Network and shared his thoughts about the proclamation.
It's a good start. This day shouldn't be separate from any other Remembrance Day. And if it is going to be separate, then it should be unique to how we recognize the work and warriors that fought, those veterans that we noticed, those ancestors that actually put that fought forward. If they want to call it a Veterans Remembrance Day, let's be inclusive of the history that it was inclusive before World War I. The way I see it, we shouldn't be separating our veterans that fought in these international wars. It should be inclusive altogether.
Bull said that days like these are a huge step in the journey of reconciliation.
Things like this are definitely important in regards to calls of action and truth and reconciliation, of learning from healing also. A big part of that healing component is learning our history. And a big part of that history is our involvement, whether it be the wars, whether it be government or legislation. Definitely the wars is something that I've seen firsthand, especially talking with relatives that have served in the wars, how they served in a field as equals. Didn't matter what nationality they were, they worked for the better common good of human beings and a human species.
For Wind Speaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.